חודש טוב ומבורך, ברשות כל המשתתפים הנכבדים, כתיבה וחתימה טובה גם לכם. You're going now to see, to speak about the halachas of the shofar and how you could, how you're preparing the shofar to Rosh Hashanah to. First, you need to remember what says in the halacha that from tomorrow, from the first day of the Chodesh Elul, of the month the Elul, you have a minhag. You have to blow the shofar every day. We know what the Rambam says about the blowing of the shofar. The meaning is that afal pi shitki ha-shofar v'rosh ha-shonah gzeras ha-kosuf, even though that is a Hashem says to us the mitzvah commanded to blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, but it's not only a mitzvah, you have a remez. You have that Hashem wants to remember us that the shofar is doing us to wake up from our maisim. The lashon of the Rambam is Uru yesheni mishnatchem v'yikitzu nirdomim mitadameichem chichitzu ma'aseichem v'chozor b'tshuvo. The meaning of the shofar that you need to prepare ourselves to Rosh Hashanah and to think about what you could do better. The Navi says, the Prophet says, that imi tok ha-shofar be'ir ve'om lo yichradu, meaning if the shofar is blowing the city and the people shall not be afraid. For sure, when you heard the shofar, you remember yourself for which days you're going to be. And therefore, it's the minhag, is to blow the shofar from tomorrow. We're going to see now a couple of things about the shofar. How says in the halacha too. First, you see the shofar. That is a horn of, in Hebrew you say kodu. That is the animal. That is a kosher shofar, but it's not the lekatchila shofar. That's meaning you have another shofar that is better to blow in Rosh Hashanah, as you're going to explain. That first thing you could see that the shofar is a band. Okay? It's a band. All the shofar that you have here is a band shofar. It says that because the shofar need to remember us to bend our heart to Hashem, with the tshuva, within the tefillah, therefore, lekatchila, priority, we need to take a shofar that is bent. This is a kosher shofar too. And this is a kosher shofar too, that I said. Those horns is a kosher animals. And you could see, even this is a little bent, it's okay. But it is not bent, it is straight. Says in the halacha, that is not priority to blow, but it's kosher. Because the meaning of the shofar is to remember us that you need to bend to Hashem. Another thing that you have in the shofar that is important to remember, that is those that you could see this part of the shofar. You could see that I have two parts. Okay, this is a shofar, okay? And I took from the shofar, says in the halacha, that's the name of Zachus, I take from this of the shofar. Now you could see like a cube inside. The shofar is in Hebrew word is foferet, is a tube. If it's only one thing, one part, it's not a kosher shofar. Like you could see the cow. If you're going to show the cow horn, like you could see here, it's not two parts. It's only one part. It's only one horn. And therefore, on the Torah, on the halacha, they said that it's called keren, and not shofar. Shofar must to be a chalur, like a tube, like you see from the aisle, like a deer, and said, that is a kosher, that is aisle, a deer, that is the bad shofar that you have. You're going to hear the songs that when you blow the shofar, and therefore, you're taking only from animals that have chalul betocho. When you take from the animal, you put these 2 months on the sun, and after 2 months, this part by itself is gone out. And therefore, you have a first part from the shofar, kosher shofar. And The halacha says the best shofar that you have to blow in Rosh Hashanah is the shofar that remember us about Akedas Itchok, that you need to show Hashem Zichroinos that the Mesilus Nefesh that Jewish people, that Avraham Avinu did and Itchok did, to remember when Hashem judges how much Mesilus Nefesh had Avraham, Itchok, V'Yaakov to our nation too. I'm going to show this is Ayin in Hebrew, dear, that the shofar, like that you see about the Akedas Itchok, you're going to blow now, start to blowing the shofars before that you're preparing the shofar. Afterwards, you're going to do a preparation, how you prepare the shofar. First, okay, you could see, this is the Italy shofar. That's Ayin, Italy shofar. You're going to blow. Now the shofar, you're going to see the, so you're going to hear the shofar now. This is culture for Rosh Hashanah, and this is the Lekatchila shofar of Rosh Hashanah. You could have here, this is Re'em. This is Re'em, it's a shofar of Re'em of this. I have a okay. This is, you could see Re'em. Okay. This is a culture shofar too. Okay. And now you're going to blow this shofar. Could see a shofar of a deer is a kosher shofar too that you could use in Rosh Hashanah too. Now I want to show how you preparing the shofar from the beginning with the vessels that you have here. We could see here, that's the shofar. Still, I don't have a hole inside. I cannot blow. I first need to cut the first part, and after I need to prepare the hole that after I could blow. Okay? First thing, I cut. I hope that you could see. I have the shofar here. I prepare the shofar here to start to prepare it. Okay. I carry. No. I have now the shofar in my hands, but I still cannot blow in the shofar because the hole is not a good hole. I need to prepare better the hole. What I do, I use a couple vessels to prepare. Like you could see here, you could now. Okay, the hole is going to be bigger. Okay, I'm going to try now to blow the shofar. I'm starting to prepare the shofar to blow. It's still not ready. But you could see now, you could hear that the shofar is starting to be a shofar that you could use. A little bit more. Mm-hmm. try better? You could now hear that it's begin better. Usually take at least 40 minutes to prepare a chauffeur to be good. You don't have now 40 minutes to prepare the chauffeur too, but you could see that little by little the chauffeur going to be better. When Balto IKEA on the shoes, the ones a good chauffeur, they go to the factory of the chauffeur, and the people that prepare the chauffeur, they know to prepare especially to the mouth. Because depends how you put on the mouth the chauffeur, you are the key on the chauffeur on Rosh Hashanah too. You see now the chauffeur is still not nice. Now you're going to see how we do the chauffeur to be a nice chauffeur. That is for you not really need. But for people when they want to see the chauffeur, they want to see a nice chauffeur. And therefore you have another kinds of things that we preparing to the chauffeur to be nice, okay? You could see here, first I need to take a part of the skill of the chauffeur to be better. And now you're going to see, this is now the color of the chauffeur. And this is the color. You're going to see now another color on the chauffeur. You could see now that the chauffeur become more brilliant. They start by little, they're taking a nice color. Continue. Now, I hope that you could see, now you have a brilliant part on the chauffeur. The chauffeur started to be nice and nice to be ready to Rosh Hashanah. Every chauffeur you will do that, those parts, first you cut, after you open a little bit of the hole, you need to prepare exactly how to prepare this to the mouth, because that takes time. Sometimes you need to fix it. And after, you're cleaning the chauffeur to be a good blow on Rosh Hashanah too. You could... You know that in Rosh Hashanah, when you blow the chauffeur, you have Tkia, Truva, Tkia. Why you blowing like that? Because it says in the Torah, two times about Truah on Rosh Hashanah, and one Truah about the Yovel, the year of 50 on Yom Kippur, when you had the Beis Hamikdash, you needed, according to the Torah, mitzvah to blow the shofar. And you're learning in Halacha that from that you're learning that you need to take three times the blowing of the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. And Truah, what's meaning Truah? Truah is mean Yevava. If a vase is like someone that killed a kid, it's a crime. And because you don't know so much how is the crime, you do you're doing a lot of kinds of truot to Yotze Dechova, Lefi Alacha, and in Rosh Hashanah. You're going to try again to blow in the shofar, and only to remember, okay, another picture that I didn't see before, show before. Okay, you're going to see now how you blend those show, did the show for now. Need to still prepare better the chauffeur. How would I say? Megulgar, mesulsal. And you need, you put a little of hot water and you begin, become straight. But this is you can't do because it's broke, the shofar too. You could hear about another shofar of Rosh Hashanah, kosher shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Need to have enough iron to blow all these 100 tools that you have on Rosh Hashanah. And this, as you see now, kinds of shofar, what the shofar need to remember us, like you see in the beginning, to bend our heart, to shipromas, shoferes, need to a tube. When you have a tube, you have a part inside that you need to give someone to enter in your life. And this is mean a tube, shoferet, that shiproma sechem, be better in your good actions, your misses too. And should Hashem hear our prayers this month, and you, we preparing ourselves to the next year, to Ashtiva Bechasima Toiva on Shana Toiva Misuko.